about to hear the only advertising program on the BBC. If you've any complaints, do write and tell us, and we'll give you the name of our doctor. Yes, it's something to shout about. Michael Medwin, Eleanor Summerfield, Joan Sims, Fenella Fielding, Nicholas Phipps and Warren Mitchell take a light-hearted look at the advertising world. It's 10 o'clock in the morning, and the employees of Apsley, Addis, Cone, Barbican, Blythe and Gideon Partners are hard at work, emptying their ashtrays, doing crossword puzzles and counting the minutes till the coffee break. However, in the office of Michael Lightfoot, an attractive proposition is being considered, and it isn't his secretary either.
Well, I've heard very promising reports. A business associate told me in the strictest confidence. Of course, one can't be certain, but I think it's worth taking a chance. Right, well, I have sixpence each way on Mother's Ruin in the 2:30. Bye.
Mr. Lightfoot's office? Oh, just a moment, he's on the other line. Who's speaking? Michael, it's Mr. Williams.
Oh, thanks, Janet. Oh, good morning, Mr. Williams. Lightfoot here. Oh, yes, indeed, we're hard at work on your advertising campaign. Yes, Mr. Williams. Of course, Mr. Williams. Oh, I think you'll be more than satisfied, Mr. Williams. Yes, well, keep in touch, Mr. Williams. Bye, Mr. Williams. Janet, who on earth is Mr. Williams?
Oh, darling, I have no idea. What's his product?
I haven't a clue, except we're supposed to be advertising it. I mean,
could be anything from cheddar cheese to rickshaws.
Well, he didn't sound like a rickshaw manufacturer. His accent was more Birmingham than Chinese.
Nowadays, that means nothing. They're quite likely to be making rickshaws in Birmingham and cheddar cheese in Hong Kong.
Jolly hard work, milking a cow with chopsticks.
Janet, I do wish when people ring up, you'd ask them who they are. I mean,
you better look him up. We may have some record of Mr. Williams in the filing cabinet.
I doubt it. We've got records of Bing, Perry Como and Frankie. But I don't think there's one of Mr. Williams. Mr. Lightfoot's office.
Oh, hello, Janet. This is Mavis. I'm ringing to tell you there won't be any coffee this morning, and can you make do with an instant invalid nightcap?
I doubt it. I'll ask Michael. Michael, darling, would you like an instant invalid nightcap?
Certainly not. What would people think if they came in here and found us all wearing nightcaps? I mean, they're highly suspicious about what goes on in this office as it is.
No, Mavis, we can't make do. I thought you were going out to buy some coffee.
Well, when I was in the self-service, I had to buy a pound of split peas for my gran as well, you see. And when I put them in the wire basket, they fell through. See, because I forgot to have them put in a bag. So that's why there isn't any coffee. Though I have got some rather grubby split peas.
Ah, ha, ha, likely story.
Oh, I knew you'd understand.
Well, I doubt if Michael will. Bye.
What was all that about?
It's Mavis. She hasn't any coffee.
Well, I can't possibly get through the morning without coffee. We'd better go down the road to Luigi's.
Oh, darling, we shouldn't really leave the office.
Well, if we nip out now, no one will notice.
Right, I'll slip on my coat.
Yeah, me too.
Morning. Anyone seen Adrian? Hello, you two going somewhere?
Oh. Hello, Maggie. The research department.
The ladies' restroom.
Both of you?
Certainly not. No, Janet was going to the research department. I was on my way to... No, I mean the other way round.
I see. Well, why have you both got your coats on?
Well, it looks like rain.
Not inside the building, it doesn't.
Oh, you never know, Maggie. The whole place might be struck by lightning.
There's an awful lot of it about.
Massive. Absolutely massive. I can tell by the trouble I had fixing my false eyelashes on. The electricity gets into them.
I'm not surprised. They look as if they're made of fuse wire.
Anyway, if you meet Adrian on your travels, tell him I want him. He's supposed to be working out a story for my hand cream commercial.
I'll tell him, Maggie.
Client's getting tetchy, so his story had better be a good one.
If you find him in the ladies' restroom, it'll need to be.
Luigi, can I have another cup of coffee?
For you, Mr. Beers, it's a pleasure. How you like a nice Neapolitan surprise, huh? Mama made especially.
No, thank you. It doesn't go very well with eggs and bacon.
Okay. So one nice coffee.
Oh, hello, Adrian. Maggie's looking for you.
Well, I hope she won't find me. I'm still in the middle of breakfast.
Well, really, Adrian. Even I usually manage to get home for breakfast. One likes to start the day in one's own flat.
Well...
One nice cup of coffee, Mr. Beers.
Ah, buongiorno, Luigi.
Ah, Mr. Lightfoot and the dark signorina. How you like a nice Neapolitan surprise?
No, thanks. I'm quite happy with Janet. Can we have due caffè, per favore?
Due caffè, right away.
Oh, I'm so impressed. It's amazing what a lot you learn by seeing dubbed Italian films.
Oh, that's the only reason I go to them. Purely educational. Especially the scenes where nobody's saying anything.
Ah, here comes Mavis. Luigi, you better make it three coffees instead of two.
Okay, three nice coffees.
Oh, more than all, I had a resentment that I'd find you all here. Is there an empty chair? Is there an empty chair that no one's using which is vacant?
Team up with this one, that'll make two of you.
Oh, tar ever so, I'm sure.
I'm sorry about that tin of coffee. You know, I'd made a mental note about it on my shopping list, and I thought I was going out of my mind when I found it wasn't there. You know, it comes with trying to carry too much in your head. Why don't you buy a carrier bag? You'd find it much roomier.
That's a moot point.
Nice coffees.
Oh, smashing.
Aha, the carina bambina from the typing pool, huh? How you like a nice Neapolitan surprise?
Oh, Mr. Luigi, you lucky thing. Oh, as if I wouldn't mix company.
I say, Luigi, the place seems very quiet this morning. Where's Mama?
Yes, and where's Bianca?
Mama and Bianca are going to see about the alien employment permits. They both ran out yesterday.
Oh, the poor souls. They might have been run over.
No, no, the permits, not the Mama and Bianca. They'd both expired.
Oh, how dreadful. Was it very sudden?
Mavis, Luigi means that Mama and Bianca have gone to renew the permits they need to work here because they are aliens.
Oh, I thought they were Italians.
They are. That's why they need permits.
Well, fancy needing a permit to be an Italian. No wonder they came to England.
I wish they'd hurry up and come back. I'm running the cafe left-handed. Mi son di vendar Marco.
Yeah, it's a very excitable race, the Italians, you know. It's all that opera singing, you know. It can't be healthy.
I might have known I'd find you loafing in here. Just look at you all. Your coffee's sodden.
Miss Tufnell, would you like a slice of Napoleon surprise?
I don't want a slice of anything, thank you. I want all of Adrian.
Maggie, darling, just because you're in an Italian cafe, there's no need to lose your hair.
Well, really, here I am worrying myself into an early grave over this hand cream commercial while you lot are gorging yourselves on coffee and cakes.
Oh, don't stand there, Maggie. Sit down and join us.
Michael, that's not fair. Maggie has to think of her waistline.
My waistline can take care of itself.
Darling, of course, if it's the same age as the rest of you.
Well, it is. It came as part of a set. Luigi, let's have a quick cup of coffee, please.
Sure, Mr. Tafner. What are you today? Flat or frothy?
Surprise me.
Pronto, caffè Luigi. Oh, mamma! Che succede? Sì, sì, non ti preoccupare. Vengo subito.
Anyone know anything about a client of ours called Williams?
Never heard of him. Is he important?
Well, I promised a campaign on his product, but I haven't a clue what it is.
Oh, well, that is a bit tricky. I don't know quite what you're going to do about that.
Oh, Mama, Bianca, no man should have such a wife and daughter. Everything they forget. They are at the alien's office waiting to have the form filled in, but they forgot the passport. I must run around with them.
There's an awful lot of running in this place.
Could I ask you a favor, por favore? If you could watch the coffee for just 5 minutes.
Oh, lovely, lovely. I'm always wanting to serve you.
Oh, thank you, my friends. So, Mum and Bianca, fighting with the civil servant. And they don't speak no word of English except a flat or frothy. How we dancing?
Well, I hope they get those permits all right. Otherwise, they'll both be sent out of the country as undesirable exports.
There's nothing undesirable about Bianca.
Anything going on between you and Bianca?
Well, of course not. What makes you think that?
Oh, there's little things. She never puts your lunch voucher in the cash register. She just kisses it tenderly and slips it down her body.
I never dreamt she had a cash register down her body, so I thought she was genuine.
Adrian, I think we'd better get back to the office.
Yeah, but what about the cafe? I mean, there's bound to be a few of the chaps coming in.
Well, I'll do my best to keep them happy.
I'm sure you will, but they might prefer coffee.
Yeah, well, I'll stay with Jan. Now, if anybody from the typing pool asks where I am, keep telling them I'm in the ladies' restroom until Luigi comes in with the permit.
All set, boys.
It's okay. Yeah,
well, Michael, don't forget to find out about that Mr. Williams.
Well, when we get back, I'll look him up in my records.
Oh, Maggie, that is kind of you. Your records go back so much further than mine.
Yes, dear, but I'm sure they aren't half as interesting.
Any luck, Maggie?
No, I've been right through the records. I found no trace of Mr. Williams at all.
Oh, dear, neither have I. Oh, this puts me in a bit of a spot.
I don't wonder you never get any work done when you don't know who half your clients are. Are you quite sure he actually rang up?
Of course I'm sure. I mean, Janet was here. Do you think we imagined the whole thing? I mean, it's hardly likely.
If you and Janet alone in the office, anything is possible and likely.
Ah, Lightfoot, just the one one is looking for.
Oh, good morning, Mr. Blythe.
Oh, Lightfoot, one has just had a phone call from Mr. Williams.
Oh, what an extraordinary coincidence, sir. Do you know who he was?
I don't follow you. I mean, she said he was Williams. One has no reason to assume otherwise, has one?
No, one hasn't.
One gathers he's coming round this afternoon to hear your slogans on his product.
Oh, Miss Tuffle and I are just working on that at the moment, sir. We were wondering which line to take. What's your opinion, Mr. Blythe?
Ah, I'm glad you asked. Well, first and foremost, let us think of his product.
Yeah, I've been trying to all morning.
It is, after all, how shall I say, an expendable commodity, isn't it?
Is it? Yes, I suppose it is.
Good. Then we must try and appeal to the housewives individually in their homes.
I'm always perfectly willing to do that.
And then, let's think now, how is it packaged?
Ah, how indeed.
Exactly, Miss Tuffnell. Well, one imagines that should give you enough to go on.
I must say, you've been an enormous help, sir.
Well, it's nothing. If you need any further information, I sent down a file on the subject yesterday. Your secretary will no doubt have filed my few random jottings.
No doubt, but what under, I wonder?
Really, Lightfoot. Under S, one presumes.
S? Why should Janet file Mr. Williams under S? I mean, even Janet knows what letters words begin with.
Look, quick, look in the filing cabinet under S. She might put it in there by mistake.
No, there's nothing but a file on smooth line seamless stockings. Hello, wait a minute. Advertising manager, Cecil B. Williams. Maggie, it's him! It's him.
Yes.
Mr. Williams, fancy finding him in seamless stockings.
Look, this is no time to be choosy. Have you got any slogans ready?
Of course I haven't. I only found him 2 seconds ago. Look, we'll call an emergency stocking conference. Get Adrian.
But I've just got him started on my Beautiful Hands for One and Fourpence campaign.
Well, give him a refund and tell him to put on gloves. I mean, Mr. Williams wants slogans, not Beautiful Hands for One and Fourpence.
The thing is, old boy, that stockings aren't really my subject. All I know is whenever I have a bath, Hilda washes every pair she's got just beforehand and hangs them so they'll drip on my head.
Amongst other things.
Well, what about this? If your nights are sad and dreamless, glorify yourself with smooth line seamless.
No good at all. They're not bed stocks, you know.
Now, wait a minute. I've got it. Before you put your best foot forward, smooth on smooth line.
It's charming. We used that for Wimple's toe ointment.
Well, no one will remember.
Well, the people who used Wimple's toe ointment will. We had a very angry letter from a harmonium player who said after one application he had to learn to work the pedals with his elbows.
Conference room, Maggie Tuffnell speaking.
Oh, Miss Tuffnell, thank goodness it's you. This is Mavis. Can you come at once? I'm in a state of emergency.
Well, Mavis, where are you?
Well, I'm at the end of my tether, that's where I am, and so is Janet.
Yes, but where? Are you still at Luigi's?
Yes, and he's just rung up to say the passports were out of date and they've got to be renewed before they'll permit them to be foreigners again. And there's a queue of people who want hot lunches and a funny noise in the urn. What am I to do?
Give them a Neapolitan surprise and get Janet to sing to them.
Well, she can't. She's in the kitchen frying some minestrone.
Mavis, you don't fry soup.
Is minestrone soup? Oh, mercy, I've been serving it with custard.
Look, I'd better come down.
Oh, yes, please. We're all 6½ dozens. And the spaghetti's got out of control and ladies asked to see the proprietor, and I don't know where they keep it.
Mavis. Mavis, dear, don't panic. I'm on my way.
Oh, tar ever so. Oh, mercy, I think Janet's in trouble. There's a smoke signal coming up from the kitchen garden.
Goodbye. Well, boys, from now on, you're on your own.
Oh, but Maggie, you can't desert us. Your place is here.
Not with Janet doing the cooking at Luigi's, it isn't. Patriotism is not enough. Now, where do we keep the first aid kit?
Janet cooking? Good Lord, it's all hands to the stomach pump.
Well, bearing in mind that we're dealing with an expendable commodity, Adrian, it seems to me we ought to appeal to the housewives.
Well, how does that help us with seamless stockings?
Well, I've no idea, really. If only the manufacturer could find a new way of marketing them, it would help.
Like what, for instance?
Well, like a... put out a do-it-yourself silk stocking kit. Instead of buying the finished product, you get a box labelled Instant Silk Stockings.
What's inside, a spinning jenny?
No, 200 silkworms and a whip.
Anybody got a puncture patch? I've sprung a leak.
Mavis, what on earth's in that basin?
Salad a la Luigi. We've been running it up in the typing pool. All the girls lent a hand. Anyway, could you effect some repairs on this bowl? All the gravy's dripping out of the salad.
Where exactly has the bowl got a hole, Mavis?
Underneath, if you'll pardon the expression. Here.
Oh, Mavis, do be careful. I'm getting beetroot juice all over my Donegal tweed.
Mavis, hold it over the inkwell. The red one. Well, I can't see the hole. Mavis, put the bowl on the desk where I can see it.
Right.
Michael, your blotter's getting a pink rinse.
Well, turn it over.
Right.
Mavis, I meant the blotter, not the bowl.
Oh, I'm ever so sorry. Still, at least you can see where the hole is.
Yes, also the salad a la Luigi. It's all over your desk.
Oh, really? I haven't seen such a mess since Janet last emptied her handbag.
Michael, your phone's ringing.
I know, I'm not deaf.
Well, answer it.
I can't find it.
I think it's under that pile of lettuce.
Michael Lightfoot here.
Blythe here. Lightfoot, there's something fishy about your monthly account. If you could spare a minute, one would like you to pop up and discuss the matter.
Oh, terribly sorry, Mr. Blythe, but one is rather busy at the moment.
Is one?
One is. There's a whole pile of stuff on my desk which has got to be cleared.
Then one won't drag you away. One will come down.
No, sir. I wouldn't think of putting you out.
No trouble, Lightfoot. No trouble at all. One's got to come down anyway, on one's way to one's luncheon for one.
Panic stations. Mr. Blythe's coming down.
Oh, mercy.
Mavis, for heaven's sake, gather up your salad and get out of here.
But what about the hole in my bowl?
Oh, stick a stamp on it. Adrian, have you got a threepenny stamp?
No, I haven't. And it's quite bad enough having a salad a la Luigi scattered all over the office without being expected to finance the place as well.
Well, here, I've got a tuppenny one. Would that do?
Yes. Now stick it on and scarf her.
Well, there's no need to shout. I'm just collecting up my salad. Honestly, I'm sick of traipsing around with this thing. I've been down the street, up the stairs, along the corridor. It's really travelled, this salad has.
Well, when you've done 500 miles, stop and change the oil. But now beat it.
Here, wait a minute. Well, that's funny. Now it's back in the bowl, I seem to have twice as much as when I started.
Also, the telephone receiver appears to be missing. And a box of paper clips.
I say, listen, that piece of watercress is making a noise like a dialing tone.
Oh, perhaps it's a mating call.
Mavis, would you mind taking my receiver out of your salad?
Oh, I am sorry. Here, I'll give it a wipe with my pinny.
Your what?
Pinny.
Oh, do go. I mean, no, Mavis, not that way. I don't want you coming face to face with Mr. Blythe carrying a bowl of salad.
Right here, Tom, Mr. Lathrop.
Oh, that girl. Oh, Adrian, does the office look tidy?
Well, perhaps we'd better remove that battered-looking tomato from the in tray. Mr. Blythe might think it was an unsolicited testimonial.
Ah, Lightfoot, one's been checking your monthly accounts. Your claim for stationery is frankly bizarre. One item particularly is the height of something or other.
Well, we do use rather a lot.
Quite. But £411 for paper clips. Well, it seems a little excessive. Do people round here eat them?
They do if they lunch at Luigi's.
Well, I think there's some mistake, Mr. Blythe. That should be 4 and 11.
Well, then let's rectify it, shall we? Rectify it at once. Has one a pen?
Yes, sir. Here we are, sir.
Mr. Lightfoot, that is a spring onion.
Oh, I'm so sorry, sir.
By the way, how are you getting along with Mr. Williams' slogan?
Oh, forging ahead, sir. Everything's coming up roses. Cabbage roses.
Good. Good. Goody, good. Looking forward to seeing the fruits of your labours.
charming, and all we've got to show him is a squashed tomato in the in tray. We must think, Adrian.
Well, you think, I'll answer the phone. Michael Lightfoot's office?
Michael, this is Maggie.
Oh, this isn't Michael, it's Adrian. How are you coping, Maggie?
I'm not. You must send reinforcements immediately.
But we've just sent you a salad. Isn't Luigi back yet?
No, and he's just rung up to say that all the passport photos were out of date and they've gone off now to have new pictures taken. Janet's losing her head in the kitchen and Mavis is lost completely. Look, you and Michael must come and help.
All right, now don't panic, Maggie. We'll be right over. Come on, Michael, we've got to go over to Luigi's and help Maggie.
But she's supposed to be over here helping us. I mean, what about the slogans?
Well, they'll have to wait, old boy. Just stick a notice on the door saying, back in 5 minutes, gone to cook lunch.
Mavis, what is wrong with this salad? There's been another complaint. That woman found some bits of lead in the carrots.
Well, perhaps I shouldn't have tried to peel them in the pencil sharpener.
Waitress.
Coming, sir. Can I help you?
Here. How'd a girl like you get to work in a place like this?
Influence. Now, what would you like?
Well, some ravioli and few friendly words.
Well, that's easy. Don't touch the ravioli.
You think we could step out together one night?
Once you've paid for the ravioli, you can do what you like with it. Mavis, one ravioli.
Miss Tufnell, one minestrone.
One macaroni coming up.
Michael, I've never seen the place so crowded.
Well, perhaps the people can't move after Janet's cooking. Mavis, how are you making out?
Oh, Mr. Lightfoot, it's wicked. All these complaints, and it's not as though I'm making any tips. I served one party with 6 salads, and all they left under the plate was a pile of paper clips.
Michael, come back here and help me open some tins. Adrian, stay at the counter with Mavis.
Right. Mavis, what on earth are you doing with that pepper pot?
Trying to fill it. But honestly, I don't think I'll ever get the pepper through these little holes.
Mavis. Mavis, isn't that a big hole at the bottom?
Of course not. Otherwise, all the pepper would come out.
All right, Mavis, I'll do it.
Spaghetti and potatoes for 3.
Spaghetti and pots for 3.
Spag pots, 3.
Michael, what was that order?
They asked for some pots of tea.
Find out how many.
How many?
3.
And hurry, the customers are waiting.
Maggie, 3 pots of tea.
China or Indian?
Well, they look English to me. But do hurry, they've been waiting ages for their spaghetti.
Well, what do they want first, their spaghetti or their tea, or both together?
Janet, do those customers want their spaghetti with tea?
No, sauce bolognese.
Oh, tell them to make up their minds.
They have, they've gone.
Well, funny lot, dashing out like that just after they've eaten their salad.
Mavis, what did you put in that salad? Everyone who's eaten it has walked out.
Not everyone. The chap before last was carried out.
Oh, Maggie, I must get back soon. What about my slogans?
Look, we've got to hang on here till Luigi gets back. Haven't you and Adrian made any progress?
You should have heard his last suggestion. He wanted to have a photo of a pretty girl wearing the stockings and she's saying to a sailor, "Don't worry about the ladder, Jack, I'm all right."
One fried tomato, omelette and mash.
One fried tom, omelette and mash.
One fried tom, almond, tom.
Fight about these slogans.
Go and have a chat while you're working.
One frothy with...
I say, Adrian, about these slogans, we must dig up something.
Well, the best way is to think of the main points of the product.
Yes, now, what are they?
One beans on toast.
Well, don't forget. Don't forget they're guaranteed non-stretch.
One guaranteed non-stretch.
And one extra toast.
One extra.
What else?
They cling to your feet.
I know the toes cling to your feet, but what's that got to do with baked beans?
Absolutely nothing. Oh, the other thing, they're guaranteed for 6 months.
I wouldn't guarantee these beans for 6 minutes.
Hello? Oh, Luigi. Oh, fine. Oh, good. Thanks. Righto. It's Luigi. He'll be back in 5 minutes.
Well, what's taking him so long?
They got so hungry chasing around, they decided to stay out for lunch.
Has anybody seen my frothy with? I'm certain I left my frothy with somewhere.
Oh, sorry, Jan. I've only got a spare flat without.
Oh, no, that doesn't look very inviting.
A spare flat without never is. Now, come along, Janet. We've got to get back to the office before the client arrives.
All right, we'll follow you after the return of Luigi.
Right. One Tom on with a pom-pom on coming up.
Oh, by the way, Mr. Blythe, those slogans for the Williams job. Yeah, we've got them all lined up, sir. If you'd like to hear them. Right, sir. Bye.
You've got to go up, Michael.
No, one is on one's way down.
Well, in that case, you'd better remove that squashed tomato from your in tray. Unless you're saving it for your tea.
After that stint in Luigi's kitchen, I doubt if I'll ever eat again. Good heavens above. Janet, what on earth is this file doing in my in tray?
Darling, I don't know. What does it look as if it's doing?
Do you know what's written on the top? Memorandum from Mr. Blythe, sales slogans for William's skinless sausages.
Oh, that's right. His secretary brought it down yesterday.
Janet, don't you understand? Mr. Williams is coming any minute to hear slogans for his skinless sausages, and we've been working out slogans for seamless stockings. Someone's made the most ghastly mistake.
But who? I mean, how? No one could mistake a skinless sausage for a seamless stocking. I mean, you know, the minute you put them on, something was wrong.
Well, there must be two Mr. Williams. The one that rang us up works for smooth-line, seamless stockings, and the one that rang Mr. Blythe makes sausages. Oh, Janet, we've dreamed up slogans for the wrong product. What on earth am I going to say to Mr. Blythe?
Well, now, Lightfoot, about these slogans, hope you've thought up something new and unusual, something to make our client really sit up.
Oh, yes, I think I can guarantee that, Mr. Blythe.
I'm so glad you're still here, Adrian, and I have a couple more slogans for the Williams job.
Not now, Maggie.
No, no, old boy. No, no, you must hear them now. Before the bloom rubs off, they're absolutely brilliant.
Doubtless, but do they make sense?
Well, how about this? Designed with you in mind and faultlessly made, guaranteed ladder-proof in 12 glorious shades.
Ladder-proof? 12 glorious shades? What on earth are you talking about, Mr. Tufnell?
Oh, don't you like it, sir? Well, then, let me tell you mine. It is, if I may say so, a minor classic.
Or, if I may say so, a major disaster.
Give her three pairs and she'll know you're caring. One to wear, one for spare, and one pair airing.
One has never heard such arrant claptrap. Are these supposed to be slogans for sausages?
Oh, no, Mr. Blythe. Stockings. Seamless stockings.
But you're supposed to be writing slogans for sausages.
Are we? Are you sure?
Adrian, there's been a mix-up over the product.
Oh, isn't it a shame? All that blazing brilliance simply snuffed out. It's tragic.
Never mind about that. As the client arriving the minute, what is one going to say to him, one asks?
One may well.
If only one could delay him. Delay him to give us time to think.
Oh, pardon all, but I have an urgent message for Mr. Blythe from your secretary.
Well, what is it? What is it? We're extremely busy.
Now, half a mo, I'm just reviving my memory. Oh, yes. A bloke called Mr. Williams, who's in sausages, rang.
Mr. Williams.
That's right. And he said to tell you that he will be regrettably unable to see you at the appointment where you were going to meet because he won't be there due to his not being able to come.
But why?
Well, the poor soul, seems he had lunch someplace near here and then he suddenly had to rush off somewhere.
Through no fault of your own, you've just heard Something to Shout About. Michael Lightfoot was played by Michael Medwin, Maggie by Eleanor Summerfield, Janet by Fenella Fielding, Mavis by Joan Sims, and Adrian by Nicholas Phipps. Mr. Blythe and several other unlikely characters were played by Warren Mitchell. The script was written by Miles Rudge and Ronnie Wolfe, who are both guaranteed seamless and moth-proof. And the show was produced by Eric Miller, who supplied in one glorious shade. It's a sort of off-beige. The sausages were supplied by the cast, who were wearing their own skins.